You're listening to SBS News.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he's ready to authorize a major push to seize Gaza City, while also reopening talks to return hostages and end the war on terms acceptable to Israel. He says Israel is at a decision point.
We are in the decision-making stage. I have come to the Gaza division today to approve the plans that the IDF presented to me and to the Minister of Defense for taking over Gaza City and defeating Hamas. I greatly appreciate the presence of the reserve soldiers and, of course, the regular army for this vital goal. At the same time, I have instructed to begin immediate negotiations on the release of all our hostages and an end to the war on terms acceptable to Israel.
The military has already moved to call up around 60,000 reservists. Mediators say Hamas has now accepted a new 60-day truce proposal involving a limited hostage-prisoner exchange, but Israel has not publicly agreed and insists all remaining hostages must be freed at once. Israelis are split over the Gaza City plan, especially families of captives who fear their loved ones could be harmed if the fighting intensifies. In Tel Aviv this week, relatives marched again, calling for a comprehensive deal to bring all hostages home. Dudu Dotan was among those protesting in Tel Aviv. He argues that only negotiated deals, not military raids, have brought captives back alive.
If he wants to return the hostages, he won't put them in danger. But now, he is putting them in danger. This way will not bring the hostages back. Every hostage he brought back through deals. And every time he tried to bring them back with military force, he caused the hostages to be killed, not returned. I really hope for all of us that they are still there and that they come back alive through a deal, not through the same failed policy of the government he is leading.
Israel says roughly 50 hostages remain in Gaza. Officials believe only about 20 are still alive. This comes as dozens of Palestinians staged a protest in Gaza City against the war and forced a displacement. Among those protesting is Amjad Al-Shawa, director of the Palestinian NGO network.
We have lost more than 10% of our population, 85% of our buildings and facilities, and many of our cultural and historical landmarks. Gaza today is threatened with total destruction. Our Palestinian people must be spared the consequences.
With crossings shut and hospitals degraded, the World Health Organization and partners have been running escorted convoys to Kerem Shalom to move the most critical patients abroad, many to the United Arab Emirates. WHO tracking shows this has been an ongoing operation through the year, with periodic, larger transfers when conditions allow. Shireen Al-Masri, whose son Ayad was among those evacuated, describes what led to his injuries.
While he was trying to get the water going, a suspicious object exploded in his hand. They say it's a bomb or a shell from a quadcopter. As a result, the major damage was to his legs, and the shrapnel caused minor injuries to others who were around him. But the major injury was his. Both of his legs were almost amputated. They had platinum installed in both of them. He also has bone fractures, and he had two toes amputated from both feet, with shrapnel in his abdomen and in his bladder.
Aid workers described the medical evacuation convoys as a race against time, with paperwork and security checks delaying the process. WHO's field teams and partners have escorted lines of ambulances and buses to move children and their carers out for treatment. Meanwhile, UNRWA's chief, Felipe Blazzarini, says that child malnutrition has surged since March and warns many children will not survive a military escalation around Gaza City without a dramatic increase in food and medical access. He says a new military push would hit a population already too weak to move, and that a man-made famine is unfolding.
Sur la base des informations venant.
Based on information from our health centers, one in three children in central Gaza, Gaza City and northern Gaza, is severely malnourished. Many among them will not survive. More people will die in the coming days and weeks because of hunger. Let's be very clear. It is a manufactured and fabricated famine. It is deliberate. Food has been used as an instrument of war.
Comme un instrument de guerre.
In Gaza, the health ministry says another two people have died from malnutrition-related causes, bringing the total number of such deaths to 271, including 112 children. Israel's coordinator of government activities in the territories, also known as COGAT, rejects claims it restricts aid and says it works to facilitate deliveries. Meanwhile, Israeli strikes have continued around Gaza as residents face fresh evacuation orders. At least 36 Palestinians were killed on Thursday, including 14 who were seeking humanitarian aid, according to local hospitals. Gaza's health ministry says more than 62,000 Palestinians have been killed since October of 2023. Israel disputes the tally and does not publish its own, but UN agencies treat the ministry's data as the best available. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.